Welcome to Shomar Shomar on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel. The Mishnah and Mudav already points out what the Gemara is going to elaborate a little later, that on the Mizbeach, the skin of the animal, the hide, does not go on the Mizbeach ever. Ein Mizbeach yuchir she'ein loy or b'chol mokum. The or, the skin of the animal, never goes on the Mizbeach. What is the idea behind this? So the Chora, the concept is based on what or is all about. The Shemi Shmuel mentions the Pasha's boy, Tafir Shain Hei. He says, the Gemara is going to tell us later in the Kuf Tezvav, that Goyim, they don't remove the skin from the animal. When they bring a carbon, so they bring it together with the skin, together with the or. So says the Shemi Shmuel, in the name of the Chidush Yerim, that the or represents the psoilus, represents something which is not the purity of the carbon. The carbon itself is the basur gidim v'atzamos, the meat, the sinews, the bones. The or is the psoilus, is the thing which is supposed to be removed. By goyim, they do not know or not able to cleanse themselves and make themselves tar to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So while Am Yisrael remove the skin and just bring the pure parts to the Mizbeach, by the goyim, they come with all the dirt to the Mizbeach. Says that's what we see, the Nevi'ei Umas HaOlam can be people that are full of schmutz, full of dirt, doing aveiros chamuros, and they're still Nevi'im. Because by the Goyim, you don't really have that cleanliness and the purity that you could do to take away the psoilus. So the Chiddush Yerim is really pointing out to us that the Or is considered to be the psoilus. Similarly, I found in the Sefer Toiv Ayin, which is on the Pirkei de HaBlazer, says the reason why you have to remove shoes when you're standing in the Mokum Kaddish, Shal Na'alecho Ma'al Raglecho. Why you have to move the shoes? Because shoes, Stam Na'alim, Stam shoes in the Gemara, is made out of or made out of leather. So it's something which is the skin of the animal. Or always represents a mechitza between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that so? Because when Adam HaRishon was created, it's brought down in Pirkei HaBlazer, Perek Yudalet. He did not have skin around his body. What he had around his body was the nail, the same material of the nail. That was the entire body of the Adam. And the Oyim HaKadover, as Mefarish Shemini Sfarim, is that the skin is a barrier, is a mechitza. If someone has skin on his body, as we have today, you're not able to see inside. The nail is transparent. You could see through the nail. The or represents the fact that when Adam HaRishon did a chet, he created a mechitza, separation between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMidrash Rabbah, in Parsha Chof Yud Beis, it says that b'torasa shereimeyu matzo kasuv kosnois or elu bigdei Adam HaRishon. Meaning, the way it says in the Torah, it says kosnois or with an ayin. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Adam HaRishon kosnois or, meaning leather clothing, but referring to the skin on the Adam's body. But Rameir wrote it or with the aleph, the light that shines. So the Oyim HaKadover, and Tzadik HaKoyen speaks about it a lot in his Svarim, one of the places of Kedushas Shabbos Maimer Hei, is the idea that Rameir sees the depth of things. The Koyslus or the fact that Adam Rishon has skin around his body, which is a mechitzel, that's what is eventually going to turn to be the aura that connects to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the Mokko Shebali Tshuva Oindim Tzadiki Gemurim Enei Cholim Lahamoit. On the Rish, because of the Chet, he turned to have aura in him, turned to have skin, to have this Mechitza. But there, through that, it will come to a much higher light. And Rameir Kayadua, based on the Gemara in Erevin, he was able to get to a much higher level of comprehension of the world than other Tanoim. So when he saw the koisnes or in the Torah, he saw koisnes or with aleph. He saw the light. He saw how the skin turns to be something higher. So this all leads us that in this world, the or, the skin, the hide, is what is covering and hiding with the guf Adam. That's why the word or is the same letters as the word iver. Iver is blind. You can't see through. As we mentioned before, the Ramban already tells us, when you have the carbon going on the Mizbeach, that represents the Adam going on the Mizbeach. And whatever happens to the animals, as if the Adam is being there, being on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's the pshat, that we never have skin on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, which is Mokam HaAvoido, when an Odom is Miskar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Korban Losha Kurvo. So when you get to that closeness, you don't have the separation, you don't have the mechitza, you don't have the or, which is iver, which is blocking the light. And therefore, you never will have on the Mizbeach the or with the ayin of the behemoth. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.